Three men are facing terrorism-related charges in Nevada after allegedly planning to incite violence at protests over the death of George Floyd. Federal prosecutors say the men are connected to the Boogaloo movement, associated with far-right extremists. This is just one example of a disturbing trend at peaceful demonstrations across the country. Alex Goldenberg has a new report out this week on extremists and protesters, and he's lead intelligence analyst with the network Contagion Research Institute. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Tanya.
Your research began even before this latest wave of protests over systemic racism, and you and others have found that extremists are also inserting themselves in and also some of the coronavirus reopening protests. Who are these groups that you have been tracking?
So our recent report outlines certain extremist subgroups coalescing all over social media into what we describe as the militia sphere. The groups that we paid particular attention to were groups like the Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, and then the Boogaloo movement as well. And we found that the militia sphere has grown increasingly extreme across platforms. As the pandemic lockdowns have continued to view such lockdowns as government overreach or even a plot to justify a police state. And it's apparent that these communities have attempted to even exploit recent protests regarding the George Floyd incident. And we've seen enthusiasts from the Boogaloo movement in particular, who've been donning Hawaiian shirts at over 40 protests in the past week. And they've even adopted George Floyd as a symbolic martyr.
Yeah, so you're giving us a bit of a sense of how widespread these groups are, but do you have numbers? And this is interesting, this idea of malicious fear.
So we have seen Boogaloo chatter in particular doubling on social media platforms like Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And to give you a sense of the numbers, according to the Tech Transparency Project, there are over 140 Facebook groups connected to the Boogaloo movement, and some of these groups boast tens of thousands of followers.
Now they're out in the streets. You gave a number of the projected number of those who are infiltrating these protests, like the George Floyd protests, as well as coronavirus reopening protests. Is there any sense of what they want and what they're asking for, what the purpose of infiltrating these protests are?
So, at first, earlier this year, many of the platforms that we tracked, the term Boogaloo was initially used to describe an uprising against a tyrannical government in response to a perceived threat of widespread gun confiscation. We first saw them in person, actually, at the Richmond, Virginia rallies earlier this year. But as we've outlined in our recent report, the animus has quickly shifted from theme to theme. And this really exemplifies the flexibility of this particular ideology. They're seeking to co-opt these recent protest movements to further their own objective, and the objective is to promote sedition and civil war.
Attorney General William Barr said yesterday that he thinks it's mostly outside actors starting violence at these protests. Let's listen.
In many places, it appears the violence is planned, organized, and driven by anarchic and left extremist groups, far left extremist groups, using Antifa-like tactics, many of whom travel from outside the state to promote the violence.
Barr is talking about far left extremists, but how much evidence is there to his point? How much are we seeing far left extremists stoking violence as well, as far as you can tell from your research?
Well, currently, researching far-left violence is on our radar and most definitely in line with the mission of NCRI, as the organization seeks to chart extremism on all political poles. We currently have some preliminary data on the nature of more extreme-leaning left-wing communities, but we are still very much in the preliminary stages. However, on Wednesday, federal prosecutors in Nevada charged three Boogaloo enthusiasts with terrorism offenses for plotting to use Molotov cocktails and explosives to incite violence on George Floyd protests. And this isn't an isolated example of Boogaloo adherents apprehended by police at recent protests. One young man from Denver, Colorado, a self-described Boogaloo boy just last week, was arrested near a protest with numerous weapons, including several assault rifles. And in Tennessee, a man who was armed with an AR-15 was arrested at a protest, who had earlier posted about the Boogaloo on social media.
As you mentioned, these groups are mobilizing online and then going out into these protests. What do you think can be done and needs to be done to stop this type of thing from happening?
I believe that social media companies need to be more proactive in identifying these groups once they cross the line and begin inciting violence and organizing on highly politically volatile events to hijack the media narrative. And I think some good steps have been taken. Reddit just recently shut down several Boogaloo-related subreddits for inciting and glorifying violence, and that's a step in the right direction. And also, from my understanding, Facebook is now making it more difficult for users to find groups associated with the term Boogaloo.
That's Alex Goldenberg. He is with the Network Contagion Research Institute, which has a new report out on extremists inserting themselves into protests. We will post a link at hereandnow.org. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Happy to be here.